This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Ralph Nader is back.
I have decided to run for president.
That was the consumer advocate making the big announcement on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Nader slammed both the Democratic and Republican parties, saying they've both failed to control corporate influence in Washington. And he says after 8 years of President Bush, he doesn't think people will send GOP frontrunner John McCain to the White House.
You think the American people are going to vote for a pro-war John McCain, who almost gives an indication that he's the candidate for perpetual war, perpetual intervention overseas?
Democrats largely dismissed the announcement of Nader's candidacy. Clinton called his decision to run a, quote, passing fancy, and said he had prevented Al Gore from being the greatest president we could have had. On the Republican side, conservatives were too busy rallying around McCain and against the New York Times to notice Nader. On Sunday, the Times' own public editor joined the GOP in criticizing a Times article, which suggested McCain had an affair with a lobbyist. Cuba officially voted in a new leader yesterday. Raul Castro, Fidel's brother, was voted into power by Cuba's National Assembly. The ceremony marked the first day that Cuba has had a new president in 49 years. In his first words as president, Raul Castro said he would make no radical changes, and he promised to consult his older brother on every important decision. Students returned to classrooms this morning at Northern Illinois University, a week and a half after five students were shot to death in a lecture hall. Last night, the university held its largest and last memorial service for the victims of the February 14th shootings. Here's reporter Susan Stevens.
Dignitaries crowded the stage at NIU's Convocation Center, a place usually used for concerts and conventions. Illinois' governor, two U.S. senators, and members of Congress listened while others paid tribute to the dead and injured. NIU President John Peters acknowledges there's a difficult week ahead as classes resume.
We will not allow ourselves to be defined by this tragedy. Forever changed, yes, but not shackled to fear.
Taking a break from the campaign, Senator and presidential candidate Barack Obama sat silently on stage during the ceremonies, leaving the speaking to Illinois senior senator Dick Durbin. Afterward, Obama met with some of the families of the five NIU students who were killed.
Susan Stevens reporting from DeKalb, Illinois. And the New York Philharmonic is getting a warm reception in North Korea, where they're scheduled to play a concert Tuesday night. It's an historic visit. The notoriously isolated country made unprecedented accommodations for the group, allowing nearly 300 people, including musicians, staff, and journalists, to fly into Pyongyang on a chartered plane. In addition to the concert, the orchestra will also provide classes for North Korean students and play with members of the country's symphony orchestra. The group is the most prominent U.S. cultural institution to visit North Korea. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.